Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, Episode 221.
Today, Ben asks, how do you change your focus from short-term instant gratification to the longer-term focus and commitment needed to build a writing career that pays the bills? I have a huge capacity for short-term goals, but long-term goals are really difficult for me to sink my teeth into. Am I screwed?
Yeah.
No, kidding. Cultivating your longer-term focus is part of the process of maturing. It's something that we all go through. It happens gradually. If you're engaged in life, it happens gradually and naturally. But there are some things you can do to goose it up and get things working a little faster in your direction. The first technique, which Tim Ferriss is huge on, and it actually works for a lot of people. Irritatingly, it doesn't work much for me, and I hate that about my brain. But gamification is an excellent way to do it. Finding a way to make the steps of what you do into a game that have rewards and stuff at each level is a good thing. And if gamification doesn't work for you, breaking large tasks up into smaller milestones really does work even for people who aren't into gamification, because you can use your short-term intense focus to drive you through longer-term projects by chopping them up into multiple short projects. And then as you go through those multiple short signposts, what you want to start doing is, as you approach one goal line, rather than focusing on that goal line, shift your focus off to the next one. Like the gears in a car, for most people, the most productive, high-energy parts of a project come in the beginning of a new project and near the end of an old project. So as you're approaching the end of an old project but you haven't quite finished, if you shift your focus on to the beginning of the next project, you can help avoid that drop, rest, and start up from scratch again that a lot of people find themselves getting stuck in, because for a lot of people, once you stop, it's harder to start again. So maintaining that momentum, and as you do this, you will notice that your tolerances start getting longer. Another way to draw your tolerances out, this is another basic behaviorist technique, is to set those short-term goalposts up further apart, just a little bit further apart each time. And that builds your tolerance for more suspense and for longer-term effort. And finally, finding ways to make each step of it fun and interesting. And this doesn't necessarily come from introducing any obvious pleasure or reward into the process. Frequently, this will come from elevating the challenge level. So every time you're in a part of a project that is boring old news, look at what you're doing and see if there's something that you can do this time that's different than last time, that will stretch you, that'll push you, that'll be hard work. Because purposeful hard work is like the clutch in your car. It engages the transmission. It helps you put all that energy and power in your head down into your life. And if you focus on the challenge, you'll find that you start to develop some real dig and grit as things go. I would also recommend getting and reading, really reading and absorbing the lessons in the books Grit by Angela Duckworth and Peak by Anders Ericsson. These are both really good, very up-to-date books about how human psychology engages with things to create mastery and how to structure your own mental gamesmanship in order to help you dig in, create the longer-term patience, and develop mastery around various topics. The impatience that you're talking about is going to be an asset in the long term if you can rein it in and master it and make it part of your toolkit, because the kind of impatience you've got is not just a negative. There's also gameness and other sorts of enthusiasm bound up in that that's essential for pushing you through long, difficult projects. But you have to learn to shift your focus and to employ things like grit and perseverance and whatnot, along with that intense energy and enthusiasm for the short-term goals, the terminal case of the shinies, in order to push through and develop those longer-term arcs of energy that you're looking to cultivate in order to create a successful career. check out the books and try some of the techniques I recommended. And if anyone else has some good techniques for this and has gone through this themselves, please send comments in and I will share them on the podcast. I hope that helps. It's an excellent question. It's one of the most difficult things about any long-term career in the arts or indeed in business or anything else where you're self-employed. So it's excellent, excellent question to ask. And it's a topic I'm sure we're going to keep talking about from time to time as time goes on. If I could work time travel into that sentence, I might get a prize for overusing the word time. But, it's late. Who cares? I hope that was helpful, and I will see you all tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.